Fania.
It's that time, New England.
Let's go.
Get up. Get up. Everybody in the crowd. Get up. Get up. Let's go crazy. Let's get loud. Yell and scream. Show our team New England's where it's at. So get up. Get up. Let's go Pack.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I am not watching Backlash this Sunday night. Will I watch it? Yes. Will I eventually either skim through it or watch the entire thing? Definitely. But I'm not watching it Sunday night. I'm sorry. Sunday is the kickoff of the NFL season. And I'm going to be watching the Patriots. I talked to Brandon and I thought we should do a Backlash episode and completely just talk about the Patriots game. Because really, that's all I care about this Sunday. But I'm not going to lie, I have been watching SmackDown. I really haven't been watching it live, which is funny. Now that SmackDown is live and there's a brand split, I feel like it's more necessary to watch it to get all the storylines. But I still haven't been watching it live, where I still think of Raw as the live show that I have to be watching. It's timing-wise, you know, maybe when fall comes and I have less, it's darker at night, I'm not walking my dog as much. I have less freelance work to be doing that by 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, I will be enjoying enjoying SmackDown Live. But for now, I'm usually just enjoying SmackDown. Still on Tuesdays, just kind of fast-forwarding through it, later in the night or the next day at the latest. But here we are. This is the first of the brand split pay-per-views. The first pay-per-view where it's just the SmackDown roster. And I'm just going to go through. There's only six matches announced. But I just looked at the schedule on the network website, and it's still scheduled for 3 hours long. Here we are. Excuse me. I said there's only six matches, but it looks like there is seven matches because we have two tag team matches. So still 3 hours long, seven matches. What is this, Raw? Wah, wah. We have The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. I mean, The Miz did the greatest thing The Miz has ever done with that promo he did on Talking Smack, which everyone was already talking about it. How much of it was real? How much of it was scripted? I assume that he went off script a little bit, but whatever he did, I thought it was great, and it was just great to progress his storyline. Does this mean, of course, what do they do to progress his storyline? Then they stick him back with Ziggler. It'll be an interesting match, but there's no way you take the belt off The Miz right now. Actually, it won't be that interesting of a match, I should say. Ziggler was going for the world championship at SummerSlam. Now he's for the Intercontinental Champion. Next, I don't know what he's going to be going for, the main event champion. But The Miz is going to win this. Also, then we have Wyatt. I'm putting as much effort into this as you probably are listening to it. Actually, a lot more. You're putting a lot more effort listening to this than I am talking about this. Because it's like, okay, and I lied before that there's seven matches. There's still only six matches. It's Ziggler versus The Miz, Orton versus Wyatt. And in that one, I guess they're going to have Orton win. But what's the point again? Just to bring Wyatt in to have him lose again? So I'm going to say they got to let Bray Wyatt win this or get disqualified. That's my guess. Then we have the whole tag team thing going on, which is probably the best thing going on in SmackDown right now. We have the Usos, who just turn bad, taking on the Hype Bros. Interesting. Why are they taking on the Hype Bros? Oh, did the American Alpha... Oh, okay. I saw the whole thing with American Alpha being You know, they Usos turned and attacked American Alpha. But I didn't realize that they are now using that storyline to say that they've been removed from the finals and the Hype Bros have been put in. So the Hype Bros are getting a friggin' match at a pay-per-view. So that tells me that the Usos are going to win that match, which then tells me that Heath Slater and Rhino, the best thing going on SmackDown right now, are going to win the Tag Team Championship. Heath Slater's going to get a job, and they're going to have the belts for a very short amount of time, but they're going to be your champions. And maybe the Usos win it the next night on SmackDown, and then the American Alpha comes after them. I don't know. But I really think Heath Slater and Rhino have to win. It has to win for Heath Slater to get a job, right? I mean, when they won the other night and he came down and hugged all his children, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I've already gone through 4 of the 6 matches, just like that. I've talked for 5 minutes. Now, in the match that literally... Oh, no, okay, this isn't just a 6-woman tag team match. They did that already. This is Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch versus Carmella versus Naomi versus Natalya versus Nikki Bella. So Nikki Bella's back. She's... but she can't win. She can't win right away, can she? She probably could. Natalya, no thank you. Naomi, you know, I think the kids enjoy your new gimmick, dancing around. Makes me want to take ecstasy. So, I mean, you know, there's that. Carmella, I guess turning you heel and taking the microphone away from you was the greatest thing ever. Because for those people not watching NXT, you look like you're literally just copying Enzo. Which you were, but you guys were a stable in NXT, so it made sense. And in SmackDown, it doesn't. So I'm glad they took that away from you. Same character, but different, just tweaked a little bit. Becky Lynch is the odds-on favorite. Alexa Bliss, she's not going to win. I wouldn't mind if she did. But I'm going to say Becky Lynch is the first ever SmackDown Women's Champion. And last already, we're at the championship, the only match that I'm actually interested in, really. And it's not because of Dean Ambrose, it's not because of the champion, it's because of AJ Styles, who, along with Dean Ambrose, is the best. I was going to say Heath Slater, but really AJ Styles is the best thing going on SmackDown. He is the face that runs the place. He's made a fan out of me, and I've become a bigger fan of him every time I see him. Wrestling, talking, whatever he's doing, he's great, and I'm not sure he's going to win it yet, but it would be awesome if AJ Styles was your new world champion, heading into whatever the hell is next with SmackDown. No idea. But yeah, I think I'm going to say it. AJ Styles is going to be your new champion. Why not? Dean Ambrose just isn't working for me. He is... he's good on the mic, but he just seems too much like, I'm your champ, whatever. You know, he's like, he'd be too cool to hang out with Fonzie. And if you think you're too cool to hang out with Fonzie, you know, it means you're just not cool enough. I mean, that's it. This can't really be 3 hours, can it? I mean, they're going to have to throw something else in there. There'll have to be another match. Maybe we'll probably see Fandango get beat up by Kane or something. They've been doing the squash matches a little bit with him. But yeah, I mean, geez. I don't know what the heck. I don't know when I'm going to be watching this, but oh, I guess the next pay-per-view is Clash of Champions. And that is the Raw specific pay-per-view. And I just look at the matches on there and just seeing what I see, I'm already more excited for that one. It's weird. You don't want SmackDown to be the B show, but it is the B show. And, you know, WWE doesn't want it to be, but at the same time, they have Cole on Raw going, you're not going to see that. The only place you're going to see that is right here on Monday Night Raw. So they're trying to separate themselves and differentiate themselves. And if more people are watching Raw and hearing that they're better than SmackDown, they're not going to want to watch SmackDown. But if they watch SmackDown and they hear they're better than Raw, I feel like they're still going to watch Raw. I don't know. I'm, let's be honest. The greatest thing in the world right now is the Cruiserweight Classic. And I'm telling you that I am not even caught up. I have like one match to go. I'm in the middle of the last episode, and I'll be completely caught up. And the final is this Wednesday night. I don't even know who's in it, so I can't even talk about it. From the beginning, my pick for the finals was Ibushi and Zack Sabre Jr., with Ibushi winning it. I'm going to just say that. I know Zack Sabre won the other night, and I know Ibushi won the other day. So I assume that the last night is going to be the semifinals and the finals, but I'm not sure exactly. But it's going to be live on the network, and I'm going to be in friggin' New Orleans on a business trip. But guess what? I'm going alone, which means I don't have to answer to anybody. And at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, I'm not going to go walk around in New Orleans. I don't want to go do that. My wife went to New Orleans last year before she went to a cruise, and she thinks if I go outside, I'm going to get mugged and raped. And I don't want to get mugged and raped. I don't want to do that. In fact, I'm that type of guy who doesn't want to do things. I prefer not doing things. I didn't even want to talk on this podcast. I tweeted Brandon, and I said, are we doing this? And he recorded something and sent it to me. I was like, I guess we're doing this. You're going to hear him next. And he's going to be probably much more jubilant. But yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be Wednesday night. I'm flying in to New Orleans Wednesday morning. I get there. I kind of set up. I don't even think I can check in till 3 o'clock. So I'm going to just be farting around till then. Once I check in, I have a reception. At 5:30 till 7, I believe. And then, you know, I'm going to check my agenda right now. What else do I have to do? I've already stopped talking about Backlash. More important, about the Cruiserweight Classic Final. So let me look at my agenda. Okay. If you've heard of something called Sitecore, it's how people build websites, and that's what I'm going to the conference for. So from 7 in the morning to 8 at night is registration. So, 6 to 8 is the welcome reception at the Partner Pavilion. So I'm attending the welcome reception from 6 to 8. Am I going to stay till 8? Probably not, because I'm by myself. And I don't like talking to people, but I might be a little rude walking around with my headphones in my ears. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go to the welcome reception. I'm going to eat some food. I'm going to watch some music. I might have a drink. Probably not. Then I'm going to take myself up to my room, fire up my computer. The Hyatt Regency better have good Wi-Fi. And I'm going to be watching the Cruiserweight Classic live finale. And I will be tweeting it. I'll have one side of my screen for the Classic, one side of my screen for TweetDeck. No travel is going to stop me from watching this live. And that's really the most excitement I have right now. That and the fact that I have no idea what to expect from the Patriots for these first four games. It didn't stop me from drafting Brady on my fantasy team. Suck it, haters. We don't know. Jimmy G, four games. We're going to find out Sunday night. I'm excited. I'm nervous. Just get through these four games and bring my Tommy back. It's like I wish I had like a shirt of his so I could just like put it next to me when I fall asleep at night and make me feel safe. Yeah, that's how much I've been really interested in Backlash. I had to look up the matches, but actually that I see the matches what they are, I have been paying attention to the point where I go, oh, none of these are out of the blue. I'm familiar with all the storylines here. But again, I'll be happiest if Heath Slater and Rhino are tag team champions and AJ Styles walks out as your world champion. That would make me the happiest. One of those things I expect to happen, the other one I hope happens. And yeah, that's it. So Backlash, awesome. I'm going to do this like every couple of weeks now. Oh my God. This podcast is bad enough. Now you got to hear it more. I apologize. And just to make things worse, you got to now listen to Brandon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WrestleFania, the only podcast in the entire world about the very real sport of professional wrestling. I am Brandon. You can find me on Twitter at WrestleBrand. So, yeah, once again, Mike and I could not find a time to meet and record together. And as if we did not have a hard enough time recording together already, now the WWE, because of the draft and the roster split, has added more pay-per-views, which means now we have to record more WrestleManias, which means it'll be even harder for us to meet up. But Backlash, the first SmackDown exclusive show since the roster split, is this Sunday. So I decided to record something really quick. Only 5 matches have been announced. I would be surprised if there were only 5 matches on the show. They got to add more. Perhaps they'll announce some on WWE.com over the next couple days. Perhaps they'll just throw random matches together as if this is another episode of SmackDown Live. Who knows? But right now there are 5 matches announced. 5 good, pretty important matches. We have The Miz defending the Intercontinental Championship against Dolph Ziggler. I have no doubt in my mind that The Miz is winning. I never thought The Miz would be Intercontinental Champion for as long as he has this time around. I never thought I would be a Miz fan. But since that promo he cut on Talking Smack, I am huge into him, and I do not want to see him drop the Intercontinental title for a long time. Dolph Ziggler cannot get the job done at SummerSlam. He's not going to get the job done this Sunday. He is going to lose. The Miz will retain. We have Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. The losing streak of Bray Wyatt will continue, unfortunately. Randy Orton needs the win after SummerSlam in the vicious loss to Brock Lesnar. I would love to see Wyatt pull out the win, but not going to happen. Then we have 3 huge title matches. We have a tournament final to crown the first ever SmackDown Tag Team Champions. So in the second round matches, Heath Slater and Rhino, the unlikely now fan favorite tag team, defeated the Hype Bros, and American Alpha defeated the Usos. But then the Usos turned heel, attacked American Alpha. Now they're saying that Chad Gable is out with a MCL strain. I believe it's the injury they gave him. And American Alpha have been taken out of the tournament. This makes sense to me because now at Backlash, the Usos will face the Hype Bros. The winner of that will go on to face Heath Slater and Rhino in the finals. The Usos are going to beat the Hype Bros. They are going to go to the finals. They are going to lose to Heath Slater and Rhino. The least likely tag team to win the tournament will win the tournament. Heath Slater will get his SmackDown contract. And I would not be surprised if Jason Jordan or maybe even Chad Gable, since I believe it is storyline injury, comes out and costs the Usos the finals. Then the American Alpha and the Usos can have a feud. And then American Alpha can go on and fight Heath Slater and Rhino for the tag belts and ultimately become the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. We have also the first ever SmackDown Women's Champion being crowned in a 6-pack challenge. Taking part in the 6-pack challenge is Nikki Bella, Becky Lynch, Naomi, Natalia, Carmella, and Alexa Bliss. I am going to go with Becky Lynch here. It's definitely going to be one of the faces, but I think they're setting up Becky Lynch to be the face of the SmackDown Women's Division. I think Nikki Bella will be more part-time from here on out, and she already has an ongoing rivalry with Carmella, so I see her continuing with that and Becky Lynch going in a different direction as the SmackDown Women's Champion, because I think those are the 2 most likely to win this match. And finally, we have the main event. Dean Ambrose will defend the WWE World Championship against the Phenomenal One, the new face of SmackDown, Mr. AJ Styles. There is no doubt in my mind that AJ Styles is becoming the WWE Champion this Sunday night. Dean Ambrose has held the belt much longer than I thought he would. AJ Styles just pinned John Cena fair and square at SummerSlam. They're not going to have him do that and then lose to Ambrose the next match. The next pay-per-view match with the belt on the line. Styles will walk out of there, not only the new face, but the new champion. So they might announce more matches between the time I'm recording this and the card, but as of right now, they've only announced 5. I know my predictions are right. They always are. I guess we'll be recording again later this month for Clash of the Champions. Whether that'll be together or separate, who knows? Probably separate, let's be honest with each other. I will not be watching Backlash this Sunday. As of tonight, because I'm recording this on Thursday, the NFL season begins, and Sunday night, the New England Patriots have their first regular season game of the year. There is no way in heck I am missing that. I have Monday off from work, so I will watch Backlash then and catch up with my wrestling. Go Patriots. So again, this is Brandon. Follow me on Twitter at WrestleBrand. Follow the podcast on Twitter at WrestleFaniaPod. And if you really hate yourself, you can follow my co-host Mike at WrestleWatcher. Peace.
It's that time, New England.
Let's go.
Get up. Get up. Everybody in the crowd. Get up. Get up. Let's go crazy. Let's get loud. Yell and scream. Show our team New England's where it's at. So get up. Get up. Let's go Pats. Yeah, get up. Get up. Let's go Pats. Come on, get up. Get up, let's go Pats. Get up, get up, get up, get up, let's go Pats. Come on, get up, get up, get up, let's go Pats. Everybody get up, get up, get up, let's go Pats. Get up, get up, get up, get up, let's go Pats.